This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Weeks of stalemate in the Senate over an economic stimulus package may be broken by talks that continue today. Last night, House and Senate leaders met in the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. They were joined by senior members of their tax writing committees and White House officials. All said they wanted to reach a deal. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
On his way into the bipartisan bicameral meeting last night, Montana Democrat Max Baucus, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, seemed elated and relieved.
This is great news. We're kicking this thing off finally. This is the big deal. This is the real deal. And we're going to, I think, now clearly get a stimulus bill passed.
Baucus's optimism was shared by Senate Republican leader Trent Lott.
Hopeful is the word I've been using all day.
But after the lawmakers had spent little more than half an hour behind closed doors with Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle came out and made light of the big negotiation.
Just wanted you all to know we reached an agreement.
Okay.
Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert gave the only details of that agreement.
Seriously, we have some procedural questions. We're going to try to sit down and work out a framework, and we'll meet tomorrow and hope that we can work off that. We didn't want to get into the obviously the policy side before we had a procedure worked out. We hope that we have positive news tomorrow. Thank you.
But because neither Democrats nor Republicans have had enough votes to pass their sharply divergent versions of the stimulus in the Senate, they have no legislation to reconcile with the tax cut-laden stimulus package passed last month by the House. And that annoys House Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas.
Years ago, in a legislative body, they worked out the rules. We are going to try to function without following the rules, which means you've got to work out rules.
By all accounts, it was Senate Majority Leader Daschle who broke the legislative logjam yesterday and cleared the way for negotiations. He did so by removing from the Democrats' stimulus proposal a $15 billion homeland defense package strongly opposed by the GOP. Daschle said he instead intended to include that package in a defense spending bill next week and reduce its size by one half.
We will only offer a $7.5 billion homeland security package, which is well below, as you know, the amount that we felt ought to be committed to. But in keeping with our effort to try to accommodate our Republican colleagues and the administration who have expressed opposition to spending any, we're prepared to offer this as a way within which to move the process forward.
The involvement of White House officials in last night's talks seemed to reflect the Bush administration's concern about an economy now officially in recession. Top White House economic advisor Glenn Hubbard told lawmakers yesterday that a stimulus package could help ensure 0.5% economic growth next year.
I worry about the potential for a deterioration in confidence. I worry about the effect on layoffs of a failure to act. 0.5 percentage point of GDP growth for a year may not sound like the total reconstruction of the economy, but it is quite a large change. So I would argue that we really do need to do this.
Like other White House officials yesterday, Hubbard was cool to a proposal by some GOP senators to grant all workers a month without payroll taxes instead of paying out $300 checks to those who did not qualify for tax rebate checks last summer.
The payroll tax holiday, we feel, doesn't offer as potent a stimulus as what the president proposed, but it is certainly something to consider.
But Hubbard insisted that any stimulus bill would have to accelerate cuts in upper income tax rates. Democrats object to that. So while talks for a deal have begun, nobody's expecting a quick resolution. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.